Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again. We need $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart broadcasting for another year, so I'm asking you to help us. Go to the kgov.com website, click on the store, look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products, or give us a call right now at 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278. Look at the subscriptions, take a look at all the wonderful products. Sign up for a subscription to Bob's Bible Study, the sermons from Denver Bible Church, or the Best of Bob, and get a free video as our gift to you. Donate $100 or more, get a free video. Our gift to you for helping Bob Enyart stay on the air for another year. We picked the shortest month of the year, February, so we're already running out of time. So pick up the phone now. Call 800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com to make a donation, purchase a product, or sign up for a subscription today.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need
hey, should we include Walt Brown's book as with the free gifts? That's what I want to know. Let's decide that in like the next 1 minute, okay, guys? Are we on the air already? Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Here at Bob Enyart Live, we were deplorable before deplorable was cool. We're going to begin with three news stories before I discuss our telethon. And yes, because Thursday and Friday are already accounted for with Theology Thursday and Real Science Radio, we're starting our telethon today, and we'll be talking later in the show about one of our web pages at kgov.com, and it's the About page, kgov.com/about. I think you'll be fascinated to find out what's there and what it all represents. Okay, first, three news stories. Scores of Muslims protested inside of the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because they don't like the fact that we have temporarily suspended entry to our nation from the seven countries that have the biggest problem with Islamic terrorism. So they don't like that, so they've been protesting around the country. And at one point, these Muslims got down on the floor following their imam, who had brought his prayer rug, and they chanted the Arabic prayer to Allah. And there's longer video of this, but not much audio. So for radio, we can only find 10 seconds worth of audio. So let's hear that. Was that a kid at the end that you can hear saying Allahu Akbar? So the Gateway pundit broke this story nationally. And I'll read to you the comment that I posted there under my own name, of course, Bob Enyart, where I wrote, "A bit of confusion at airports was a small price to pay for this enduring image." So we'll hear that audio again, because this is how Muslims show the nation that they seek to subjugate what their intentions are. So in the middle of one of our international airports, let's hear this again. All right, like I said, not much audio, but the video is an enduring image of scores of Muslims praying to Allah right there in the middle of one of our public airports. Now, in a related story, the media being apoplectic about the government saying that we are going to temporarily ban entry into this country from residents of seven majority Muslim countries that have especially intense problems with Islamic terror, exporting Islamic terror, and so on. So seven of those countries. And the media and the left They are apoplectic. They're enraged. They're furious. I enjoy seeing that myself. But I've been looking to see if any of them have been upset with Iran. Have you noticed any media outlet, any left-wing media outlet criticizing Iran for their response to this? Because on Saturday, Iran said that it would stop allowing U.S. citizens to enter their country. Right? Now, that's pretty interesting. Because the funny thing here is that if it's so terrible to ban entry of foreigners from a certain country, then why would Iran do that? What is their motivation? Our motivation is that we are trying to stop terrorists from coming in who will kill us. That's our motivation. Iran's motivation is that they were insulted. That's it. They were insulted, and so they're banning Americans from entering their country. Our motivation is we want to lower the number of Islamic terrorists who get into our country who want to kill us. Now, how is that for weighing motivations? They're hypocrites. The Iranians are hypocrites. It's like Mexico enforcing their borders and condemning America for trying to enforce our borders. Hypocrites. But we live in a post-Christian age, and it doesn't matter if someone's a hypocrite. They said that on Fox News this weekend. I thought it was interesting. They said, you know, it no longer matters whether you're a politician or a celebrity or just a regular Joe. It no longer matters if you're called a hypocrite. Even if you obviously are, no one cares. And this is the post-Christian era that we live in. It no longer matters if what you say is true. You're charged with, how dare you say that? What right do you have to say it? Truth is no longer a defense for making a statement. And hypocrisy is irrelevant. God cares. Jesus said, don't judge, you hypocrite. Don't judge, you hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly enough to judge your neighbor. So Iran's government, it's not only that they are hypocrites, but every liberal in this country is a hypocrite. Every liberal media outlet is hypocritical when they defend Iran while condemning America. All those alleged journalists, they are hypocrites. Okay, so then our third news story, Donald Trump has ordered an investigation to determine how many illegals voted. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with doing that. Or he could announce that every illegal who voted will be granted permanent residency. We'd find out in a hurry how many voted, right? Wouldn't that be funny? Okay, if you voted and you're an illegal alien, you get permanent residency. Just sign up. What would the list be? Probably be like 1.2 million. They'd come forward. You don't have to investigate. They'll say, count me, count me. Then you just look at the voting rolls, and that'd be it. We'd save a ton of money. Okay, so the telethon gift. Doug McBurney said that we want to give a gift, one of our videos, as a thank you. And the video that we are giving is our newest science video, Real Science Radio's Evidence Against the Big Bang. We are so excited about that video, but we're going to one-up that. We're going to give something else also. We have talked for years about Walt Brown's book, In the Beginning. Now, we've been selling that book through our store, kgov.com. Click on the store, or you call us, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We sell that book for $34.99, $35. $35. And what we are going to do is, as a gift for anyone who gives $100 or more a donation or who makes a subscription to either our monthly Bible studies or our topical videos, you get one a month, or our monthly sermons, or the Bob Inyart Live televised classics, our old TV show, whatever you'd like, a subscription, or maybe an audio subscription to the monthly Best of Bob, the Best Eight radio shows, come on an MP3 CD, or the monthly Bible studies, get them on audio or video, or you can make a monthly donation of $5 a month, $25, $50, $100, whatever. You know, Lord willing, people will come forward because this $30,000 goal is absolutely vital to us. Well, our thank you for anyone who donates $100 or more or who subscribes, signs up for one of these automatic monthlies, we will send you Dr. Walt Brown's book. In the beginning, this is a gorgeous hardcovered book, full color throughout, a beautiful science book, and it's divided up into bite-sized chunks. I love reading just a section to family, friends, because you can do that. Part one is all these very small, like maybe a third of a page or a half of a page, a different science topic, showing that we have a creator God and we did not evolve from animals, or it's not matter and energy that originated the universe. It's our creator God. And the evidence is throughout all the disciplines of science. It's just absolutely fascinating book, the best science book ever written, in the opinion of my co-host Fred Williams and I on Real Science Radio. So during this telethon, for any subscription or for any donation of $100 or more, we will send you a thank you gift of our video on the Big Bang, Real Science Radio's Evidence Against the Big Bang. What a beautiful video that is, and so fascinating and so powerful. If you have friends or family or enemies who reject God and they believe in the Big Bang and they think the Bible's not true, you owe it to yourself to get this video, watch it, and then share it with them. It's absolutely stunning. Part one lists 9 pieces of evidence against the Big Bang, 3 sets of 3, and they're stunning, each and every one of them. So we'd love to share that with you. And of course, Walt Brown's book, you know, it's a few hundred pages, so it costs a bit to mail that, but we want to send that with the video at our expense as a thank you for helping with the telethon. Now, the goal of $30,000, it is a vital goal. It's not as though if $30,000 comes in to this telethon that we'll sit around and think, well, what should we spend this on? It's not that at all. It's not as though my wife Cheryl and I will get a bonus. It's not as though the crew will get a Christmas bonus. Every year we try so hard to give a Christmas bonus to the few people who work as a labor of love for Bob Inyart Live all year. We need these funds. They are vital to keep us broadcasting both on the air. We air on America's most powerful Christian radio station. In fact, the most powerful station in Colorado, AM 670 KLTT, the Crawford Broadcasting Station, 50,000 watts. And if you have 10,000 watts higher up on the AM dial, let's say it's at 850. And you had 10,000 watts lower down on the AM dial, let's say it's at 670, which signal goes further? Well, the lower on the AM dial, the further those radio waves take the signal, the further away people can hear the program, the station. And so if you have 50,000 watts at 850, that's pretty good. But if you have 50,000 watts at 670 AM, that is way better. And that's where we have the honor for all these years. We started on KLTT, this Crawford station, AM 670 out of Denver, back in 1991. This is our 26th year broadcasting, 26 years. And Lord willing, until he returns, or for as long as we are here, we hope to continue to reach more and more people with a biblical worldview, a Christian worldview. Many believers don't even know what that is. They are losing sight even of the most fundamental moral truths, like that God made us male and female, and that he established, he instituted marriage between one man and one woman, and that a woman is worth waiting for, and a man should wait until he's married to be physically intimate, then only with his wife. All these fundamental truths, and also that parents owe it to their children to give them a Christian education, not a secular education, and that it's wrong to kill a child in the womb. Should be obvious, no? But it no longer is, even for Christians who have been seduced by humanist lies and no longer have a Christian worldview. They don't have a biblical worldview. Many of them think it has nothing to do with God, whether or not you support abortion or not. Many of them. I had the honor on Saturday of speaking at Colorado Right to Life's 2017 March for Life, which for the first time in all these decades, for the first time, was held at an abortion mill, Denver's largest child-killing center. The Planned Parenthood Abortion Mill is where we met, and it was a powerful time. And the theme of my talk was, do you want fake news or do you want to hear the good news? And Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And I asked, if someone says that they are against funding abortion, and they give Planned Parenthood $2 billion, which pro-life Republicans have done, then might they be considered lukewarm? So that was the talk. Lord willing, we'll get that, a video of it, even if it's only a cell phone video. We'll try to get that up on the internet at Colorado Right to Life, perhaps our own YouTube channel. Okay, so you know what our goal is. $30,000, and you know what the gift is if you subscribe to one of our monthly offerings. You get Walt Brown's book In the Beginning and our video, Evidence Against the Big Bang. What you may not know is how we calculate the funds toward the telethon goal. Of course, if somebody gives a one-time gift, $20, $250, people have given as much as $500 or $1,000 or even more in the past. And thank you so much, everyone, whether from a dollar or a widow's mite on up to $5,000 or more. Thank you to everyone who gives and who helps us continue to reach more and more people. But if you give a one-time gift, we count that whatever it is. If it's $200, that's $200 toward the $30,000 goal. But what if someone subscribes, say, to one of our subscription services, let's say the monthly topical videos? We've been producing videos for decades, literally, and we have some astounding videos. Some are third party. Many of these we've produced, and that's $25 a month. So someone who likes that, they give $25 a month, and once a month they get their video. Now, other people like them so much, they say, we want two videos a month. And so we offer that too. Only then it's $39.99 a month, or $40 a month. So $25 for one topical video, $40 for two videos a month. Some people love the videos and they just want to support Bob and Yurt Live more, so they get two topical videos a month. So if you get one, $25 a month for the telethon, we multiply that amount by 10. Because we don't know how long someone will keep the subscription. They might keep it for 1 month and cancel, or they might keep it for 10 years or more. We have no idea. But we don't want to put just $25 toward the goal. It doesn't seem appropriate. So we multiply the subscription amount by 10, and if you subscribed to one of our monthlies, let's say our monthly sermons, for $25 a month, You know, you could get the current sermons. You could get the classic sermons where you get the current ones and the ones going back to when I first began to preach in January of the year 2000. So, of course, that would be a little bit more. You could get sermons on DVD, on Blu-ray, on audio, CD albums, MP3 discs. So you get a bunch of sermons all on one disc. And people tell us, and they've told us for years, how vitally important these resources have been for their own lives, to live a happy, healthy, wholesome life, honoring God and building good relationships with parents, kids, siblings, and neighbors, coworkers, and so on. How do you do all that? Well, God tells us in the Bible. And you don't just learn it by osmosis. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing. In other words, what parts in the Bible were for other people and what parts are for you? Like when God told Israel, you have to circumcise on the eighth day of your male child's life, and if you don't, I'll cut you off. Well, do we have to do that today? No, we don't. And so that's why the Apostle Paul says, study to show yourself approved, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we offer our monthly Bible studies. And they're more expensive. They're $34.99. And we offer them on MP3 CD and Bible study videos on DVD or on Blu-ray. Now, those are more expensive. They're $45 instead of $35. And why would the Bible studies be so expensive? Well, we believe that they have eternal value to these teachings because we're going through God's word verse by verse. And if you get any of our resources, if you think, well, I'm not going to make a donation, I can't subscribe, but I'm just going to buy one thing to help out. So you go to our store, you go to kgov.com, or you call us, 800-8-NYARDS, 800-836-9278. You find out what we have. You look in our science department. You look in our government department. You know, we have a department of government here at kgov.com. So you look in there and you see we have God's criminal justice system, a seminar on audio, disc, or download, or Focus on the Strategy, our documentary on America's Christian political strategy and why it is failing and how to fix it, or God and the Death Penalty video, New Testament support for capital punishment, or Bob on Drugs, a video where I got to interact with a drug addict named Todd, and so on. So you might pick one of our materials and you get it and you think, you know, I don't like this. Well, we have always offered a 30-day money-back guarantee for everything. Our books. I don't know if you buy a book, one of O'Reilly's books, Bill O'Reilly, you don't like it, do you get your money back? If you go to Barnes & Noble, you buy a book, you don't like it, do you get your money back? I don't know, but here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've always offered a 30-day money-back guarantee. And also, if someone is an unbeliever, a non-Christian, we have offered our video called Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection. And that video, that's part of our apologetics. If you go to our store and you click on the apologetics department, you can get that right there. Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection. But if you are an unbeliever, if you write to us, we'll send you that video for free if you're an unbeliever. Now, some Christians, they'll call in and they'll say, well, my cousin's not a Christian. Could you send me that video for free? And they just don't quite get the point. If their cousin writes to us and says, I'm not a believer, could I get a copy of Mount Moriah? We will gladly send that to them. But for Christians, of course, you know, we offer it. But let's say somebody's a Christian and they can't afford maybe my book, my life's work, The Plot, An Overview of the Bible. If they can't afford that, we have always said this. If you can't afford one of our resources, but you would like to benefit from it, get a copy of it, then whatever you can afford, just send whatever you can afford for that book. And it's true, just like we sell Walt Brown's book for what we think it's worth, $34.99, we sell The Plot, My Life's Work, for, it's a good amount of money. It's $49.99. It's $50. But, you know, not everybody could afford that. Over the years, we have sold thousands of copies of The Plot. It's an overview of the Bible. The testimonials we get from those who have read The Plot are overwhelming. The endorsements on the back cover of The Plot, overwhelming, including from a very well-known, in fact, I'd say he's known nationally and internationally, a minister of the gospel who is a messianic rabbi and other professionals. So at any rate, our materials, we price them for what we think they are worth, and we make them available with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And if someone can't afford something they're hoping to get, then we say, at any price. So people, unbelievers, skeptics, those who seek to undermine the gospel, they say church is all about money. Christianity is all about money. Churches are all about money. And so I pastor Denver Bible Church, and we are very sensitive to that accusation because there's so many, say, televangelists who are frauds for whom it really is all about the money. You know, send us enough money and your daughter, your wife, your mother will be healed of cancer and so on. So there's a lot of fraud. So at Denver Bible Church, for what is it now? Decades? We haven't taken a collection. We don't pass the plate. There's a little box in the back of the church. There's nothing wrong with taking a collection. But we're trying to rob from unbelievers who visit Denver Bible Church the excuse that, well, this is all about money. They don't really care about God. They don't care about me. They just care about money. Well, it's not all about money. It's all about the Lord and reaching those around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we could enjoy God forever and live with one another. Hey, this is Bob Enyart. May God bless you.
Hello, I'm Josh Craddock, and at 14 years old, I'm a little partial to Bob Enyart's manuscript, The Plot, since I helped with The Plot Boys, a series of audio Bible studies for junior high and high school students like me who want to dig deeper and better understand the Bible. The Plot is an overview of the entire Bible, because once you understand the overview of the Bible, then you have the key to understanding its details. And that's what makes the entire Bible fun to read. So please order your copy of The Plot today. Call 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or go to kgov.com. That's kgov.com. And remember, your support, both prayerfully and financially, keeps Bob Enyart live on the air. Thank you.